Welcome back to Funded, the show where we break down the biggest startup funding news so you don't have to dig through the noise yourself. I'm Skylar, and today's episode is absolutely stacked. Before we dive in, huge thanks to our sponsors, Ada, which helps startups integrate AI into their products faster. Ago Consulting, your go-to for silicon development from AI to SOC. And Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a whole portfolio of silicon industry companies, including Zenvidia, their NVIDIA challenger, plus Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business. All right. Today we've got two of the biggest names in venture capital, Index Ventures and Sequoia, both dropping massive new funds, an AI spreadsheet startup you need to know about, the week's 10 biggest funding rounds led by Safe Superintelligence with a jaw-dropping $5 billion, and Menlo Ventures talking about a rare land grab moment in AI. Let's get into it, okay? First up, Index Ventures just closed $2 billion across three new funds, and the timing here is everything. If you've been following the VC world, you know Index was an early backer of Wiz, the cloud security company that Google just acquired for $32 billion, one of the biggest tech acquisitions in history, so Index is walking into this fundraise with some serious wind at their backs. Now, with this $2 billion raise, Index's total available investing capital climbs to $3.5 billion. That is a war chest, folks. Index has always had this reputation for being one of those rare firms that operates equally well on both sides of the Atlantic. They've backed everything from Dropbox and Figma to Robinhood and Notion, so they're not exactly a one-trick pony. What's interesting here is the timing relative to the broader VC market. Fundraising for venture funds has been tough over the last couple of years, with LPs being a lot more selective about where they're putting their money, but Index just showed that if you've got the returns to back it up, and a $32 billion acquisition will do that, LPs will absolutely show up for you. The fact that they raised across three funds also signals a deliberate strategy. You spread capital across stages, you stay nimble, and you don't get caught overexposed in any one part of the market. $3.5 billion in deployable capital means Index is going to be one of the most active investors in the ecosystem over the next few years. Founders, if you're not already on their radar, now is the time. This one matters beyond just Index. It's a signal that the top-tier firms are separating from the pack, and the VC market is consolidating around proven performers. Watch this space. Next up, we've got a story that genuinely made me stop and reread the headline. A company called Paradigm just raised a $5 million seed round, and they are building an AI-powered spreadsheet where every single cell can contain an AI agent. Yes, you heard that right. Not just AI features bolted onto a spreadsheet. Not a co-pilot button in the toolbar. We're talking an AI agent living inside each individual cell, capable of reasoning, pulling data, and taking action. Think about what that actually means. Right now, when you build a spreadsheet, you're writing formulas, you're doing lookups, you're manually refreshing data. It's powerful, but it's also kind of stuck in the 1980s paradigm, no pun intended. What Paradigm is proposing is that each cell becomes an intelligent unit, so instead of a formula, you write a prompt, and the agent figures out how to get you the answer, whether that means browsing the web, querying a database, or reasoning through a calculation. And alongside this funding announcement, they're releasing the product to the general public. So this isn't vaporware. This is a live product you can go try right now. $5 million at seed is actually pretty lean for an AI company in this environment. We're seeing seed rounds north of $20 million for AI startups regularly, so either Paradigm was extremely disciplined in their raise, or they're betting they can get to a very compelling series of milestone fast. The spreadsheet market is one of those spaces that everyone assumes is locked up by Microsoft Excel and Google Sheets forever, but that's exactly what people said about search before ChatGPT started eating into Google's market share. If Paradigm can make the AI-native spreadsheet feel as intuitive as Excel but 10 times more powerful, they could genuinely be looking at a massive market opportunity. Enterprises run on spreadsheets, and any tool that makes those spreadsheets smarter has a huge addressable market. Keep your eye on Paradigm, $5 million seed round, product is live, and they're swinging at a huge incumbent market with a genuinely novel approach. That's the kind of bet that either looks obvious in hindsight or becomes a great case study. Either way, I'm watching. All right, story three. Sequoia Capital, arguably the most legendary venture firm on the planet, just unveiled $950 million in new early-stage funds, and the framing they put around it is worth paying attention to. The headline number breaks down like this: a $750 million early-stage fund targeting Series A startups. and a separate $200 million seed fund, two distinct vehicles, two distinct strategies. The seed fund makes total sense. Sequoia has been doubling down on getting into companies earlier and earlier, because in a competitive deal environment, if you wait for Series A, you might already be priced out or beaten by another firm. But here's the quote that really jumped out at me. Sequoia said they're striving to be only as good as our next investment, which sounds humble, but from Sequoia, it's actually a pretty bold statement. This is a firm with Apple, Google, Oracle, Nvidia, Airbnb, Stripe on their track record. If they're saying their reputation is only as good as what they do next, they're essentially acknowledging that legacy doesn't protect you in this market. And honestly, that's the right mindset. The VC landscape has never been more competitive. There are more firms, more capital, and more sophisticated founders who have options. The $750 million Series A fund is significant because Series A is where Sequoia has historically made some of their most iconic bets. It's that inflection point where a startup has enough signal to be compelling, but still has most of its growth ahead of it. $950 million deployed smartly at early stage. If even a handful of those bets are generational companies, you're looking at fund returns that could be extraordinary. For founders, this is actually great news. More capital at early stage from a firm with Sequoia's network and operational expertise means more shots on goal for the ecosystem. This is a healthy signal for the startup market overall. Okay, now let's zoom out to the macro view. Crunchbase dropped their weekly roundup of the 10 biggest funding rounds, and this was a week that reminded everyone just how much capital is flowing into AI right now. The biggest deal of the week, and honestly, one of the biggest deals of the year, was a reported $5 billion NVIDIA-backed financing for Safe Superintelligence, the foundational AI company co-founded by former OpenAI chief scientist Ilya Sutskever. $5 billion. For a company that, as far as the public knows, hasn't shipped a product yet. That is an extraordinary bet on a person and a vision. But when that person is Ilya Sutskever, who was literally at the center of building some of the most powerful AI systems in history, maybe it's not that crazy. The market is essentially saying, we will fund your next chapter at nearly any valuation. The NVIDIA backing is also really interesting. Jensen Huang's firm has been increasingly active as a strategic investor, and backing Safe Superintelligence is both a financial bet and a signal of where NVIDIA sees the frontier of AI development heading. Coming in second for the week was Commonwealth Fusion Systems with a $1 billion investment, and this one is a different flavor entirely because Commonwealth is working on commercial nuclear fusion, which is one of those technologies that has been 20 years away for the last 50 years, but is now genuinely looking closer. $1 billion into fusion energy is a sign that serious institutional capital believes the timeline is compressing, and if Commonwealth cracks it, the energy implications are almost beyond what we can quantify. So you've got $5 billion into AI and $1 billion into fusion energy in the same week. If that doesn't tell you where the largest pools of capital in the world are pointed right now, I don't know what does. Between the top 10 deals this week, we're talking about an enormous volume of capital moving into deep tech and AI, and this isn't a one-week anomaly, this has been the drumbeat of 2024 and 2025. The mega deal era is very much alive. Last story today, and it is a great one. Menlo Ventures' Matt Murphy sat down to talk about the firm's $3 billion in new capital. And what he said about AI is the kind of thing that founders and investors should be paying close attention to. Menlo Ventures, for context, has been around since the 1970s and has backed companies like Siri, Uber, and more recently, Anthropic. So when Matt Murphy talks about AI, he's not theorizing. He's operating from direct experience with one of the leading AI labs in the world. The phrase he used, a rare land grab moment, is the key insight here. Murphy is essentially saying that the window to establish dominant positions in AI-powered markets is open right now, but it won't stay open forever. We've seen this pattern before. There was a land grab moment in mobile apps, a land grab moment in cloud infrastructure, a land grab moment in SaaS, and the companies that moved aggressively during those windows are now the giants of their respective categories. Murphy says AI is pushing Menlo toward larger deals, and that tracks with what we're seeing across the industry. When the opportunity is this big, writing a $10 million check starts to feel like leaving money on the table if you really believe in the company. What's particularly interesting is what Menlo learned from Anthropic. Murphy talked about how that relationship shaped the firm's understanding of where AI is actually going versus where the hype says it's going, which is an advantage most firms simply don't have. $3 billion in new capital gives Menlo the firepower to make those larger bets, and the Anthropic relationship gives them the conviction and the pattern recognition to know where to aim. Where does Murphy see the next big opportunities? AI applications that go deep into specific industries, the picks and shovels infrastructure layer, and the workflow automation tools that actually replace how work gets done, not just assist it. The meta theme across everything we've covered today, Index, Sequoia, Menlo, Safe Superintelligence, Commonwealth, is that the biggest, most sophisticated players in the market are all leaning in harder, not pulling back. The capital supercycle in AI and deep tech is accelerating. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Funded. Massive thanks to our sponsors, Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor for keeping this show going and backing the future of AI and silicon innovation. If you want more from me, check out Skylar's Money Matters over on the Ada Podcast Network. We go deep on personal finance, investing strategy, and building wealth in the tech economy. Link is in the show notes. Subscribe to Funded for daily funding updates. And as always, check the show notes for more details on every story we covered today. See you tomorrow.